Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cisternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of August 16th, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back once again to break all of the breaking news here for you today and talk about it here with our amazing panel once again, of course, fresh off of throwing out the first pitch for his beloved Arizona Diamondbacks. Please welcome back Father Nature, Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing so great. How dope was that first pitch?
Yes, very dope.
You tell us.
Yes, and you somehow it got out there without you having to throw a bad pitch, Tyson.
Yeah, it got out there pretty well without me having to throw too terrible of a pitch. Either the angle or dumb luck made it look like I threw a breaking ball.
Yes.
A lot of people accused me of that, but that's like a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know whose first pitch got a lot of attention, though? The same night as yours.
Oh, no.
Whose?
Fauci. He threw it completely sideways. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was humanly possible.
On the same night? Oh. On Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think so.
So he outdid.
I saw him in the news.
Yeah.
Now, his was like almost impossible how far to the left it went.
Tyson, that was our plan.
That was. It was. We got to airmail it. And get a lot of hits or
throw it so good.
Throw it so good that people commend you on it.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, dude, he should get brought up from the minors. And he's not even in the minors. Like, oh, exactly. He should get brought up from the street.
Yeah, should bring him out of the bullpen.
So I came out of a 30-year pitching retirement to throw a first pitch. And then I did something even more spectacular.
Yes.
I ate a Oreo cookie off of my forehead.
Yeah, that was actually impressive. I had never seen that before. And I guess that there were two strategies. Like they put an Oreo on your forehead and
there's only one strategy that anybody's ever tried.
Yes.
I tried the pop it up and catch it in your mouth strategy.
Oh, did that work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have the record at Chase Field. So they put an Oreo cookie on your forehead and you work it down your face over your eye socket, over your cheek,
probably
down into your mouth with using your face muscles and inching it slowly there. Problem. My cheekbones are so perfectly pointy.
Mm,
I tried beforehand. I can't
get
an Oreo cookie over my cheekbone without dropping. So the only route for me was to hop my nose, land it into my mouth.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that you had like unlimited tries. Like I thought like,
you have 30 seconds.
Yeah. You in 30 seconds, like if you, so that I thought that was smart that if you could do it as many times as you want, like you probably had many more tries than if you do the sliding method, maybe you're going to have one shot at this.
No, sliding method, you'd probably get a couple shots because it, once it hits your cheekbone, that's where it gets real tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have round cherub face, maybe it's not as difficult.
The face of a newborn baby.
Yeah. But the hop method, I literally got that thing done in like 4 seconds.
Yeah. Does tongue length play a factor here also?
Tongue
length? Yeah.
Tongue length.
Length. Yes.
I think so. I think it does. And even probably mustache and facial hair comes into play.
Yeah.
Mustache could channel it.
Yeah, there's a lot, but I knew the hop was for me. I was the first one to ever in a decade of Oreo face eating at Chase Field.
Oh my God.
The only one to ever hop it over his nose into his mouth.
Okay.
What about that, Danny? Recognized for? Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm recognized for a lot, but that's just another thing on the resume.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let's bring in a man with a lengthy resume, a vascular resume as well. Please welcome in Danny Bryson.
Had a guy this past week say to me upon seeing me, he watches the channel on YouTube, and I got to the top of the Grand Teton.
Of course
he
did.
There were some people there and one of them said, your calves are even bigger in person.
Oh my God. What a compliment.
And I thought, how nice to have someone say that the body part they see on the internet of you is actually bigger in person. Like, does that happen very often that people like who see pictures of your body parts when they eventually see you in real life are like, even better.
More impressive.
Yeah. Well, usually even the camera better. Adds 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some width so to the calves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so that was nice. That kind of carried me through the rest of the week.
My, I get told quite often I'm better looking in person.
Okay.
Then on TV.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
I also get told I'm taller in person than they expected me to be. Those are the two that I probably get the most.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I made me think about all the things you don't want to hear were bigger in person. Whoa, dude, your head is so much bigger in person.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the camera probably, you know, you're close up to the screen. I think your head is probably more proportional in person.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to hear is that. Well, the
congratulations!
Body part is better.
I'm really happy for you.
They didn't say anything about vascularity, though.
Oh, they didn't. Did you ask?
No,
them?
I should have said. Well, what do you think about all the veins?
Yeah, there's really a lot of popping. Veins. Yeah, look at all the veins in there.
Mm-hmm. Would you like those?
That probably was part of them? Was probably part of their statement, anyways.
Yeah, they add another inch to each side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you have a real heavy blood flow in those calves when they saw those?
Blood flow was just. I was breathing heavy. Blood flow was crazy. I bet they heard me coming from 50 feet away because of the heavy breathing.
So how often do people recognize you on the trail because of your chair?
Pretty often. Not because of the calf size. Like that's not the thing they recognize first. It is surprising. A lot of people, and I've said this before, recognize the voice.
Yeah.
The fat voice.
Yep.
And then some recognize the hat, which is another thing.
People
recognize hats.
Mediocre, because it says mediocre amateur on it.
No, because I kind of wear that peace out hat that you recommended, the Malibu.
Yeah. But
then I have another one and they're very prominent. You know, they're always there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get recognized in the West fairly often.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is cool.
Well, maybe that's just like where your fan base is, where it's like the 100%. People that are out there on the trail. So the people.
No, that's exactly his fan base. The second he goes off the trail, nobody knows.
I look at the demographics of where my fans are based and it's the same five states and it's like 99% bros. Yeah. I'm always surprised. I had a woman say that, "Oh, I love your channel." I was like, "What?"
Yeah, you're like,
so how, it's like the ultimate bro show. It's
I have to
bros.
Figure out how to block you. My fan base is like 65% female and 3%. The largest populace of my fan base is in New York City.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. 3%.
That's surprising.
Well, they have the most people.
They do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But are these survivors? Do you have a pretty good split, do you think, of survivor in pickleball now, or is it still heavily survivor?
It's heavily survivor still, but there is a good, but I mean, New York's always been my top city for fan bases. So it's where I should go.
How about people that they say, I never watched Survivor, but I love the challenge. And now, I'm a new fan.
I've gotten that online. Maybe I've gotten it in public once or twice, but still mostly like, "Hey Tyson, I saw you're on that new show. I don't know how to watch it." Like, I don't know how to either.
Yeah. What about people that say like, "Okay, Tyson, I was never a fan of you before, but you seem to not get along with all the people that I don't like. And now because of that, I adore you."
You have to get that.
I get that sometimes too. Yeah. People are like, "We thought you were going to be buddy buddy with Sarah and Ben." And I was like, "Those are the exact type of people I don't enjoy." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Oh, I didn't know that about you. I'm a big fan of you."
Mutual dislike can really bring people together.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. Lots of fans.
The glue that holds society together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, Tyson, you're not a huge fan of like entitled angry cops. And I was like, "No, that's not me at all." And they're like, "Okay, well, you're one of us."
All right, let's talk about our top story at this hour. And so there is a big debate being waged online among parents. And of course, this is always a sensitive subject matter when we talk about how people want to raise their children. But there are some child psychologists that are saying the thing that you should never let your kid do is...
Let's let Danny guess.
Well, I've already seen...
Oh,
yes.
So
do you want to guess?
I have to guess?
Yeah.
The thing you should never let your kid do because it will damage them.
Yeah.
Borrow your device to shop on Amazon.
Oh, well, I wish that was the case, because I can't tell you how many Pokemon cards are in my Amazon shopping cart, which I say, wait, why? Like, because I have to just tell my wife whenever something is going on, because it's like I have no say in anything here. And I'm like, Nicole, why is he putting all this stuff in the Amazon cart? And he's like, I'm just looking. That's how I do it. Like, well, why do you have to put it in the cart?
Create a wish list.
I can't tell you how many hundreds of dollars in Pokemon cards are just sitting in the Amazon cart waiting for disaster to strike.
Yeah, one mistake. Listen. One mistake to push away.
One. Oops.
I think it's two pushes away. But also, in my
one
Amazon
click
cart,
buy, Tyson.
Like, in my Amazon cart and stuff, I've got like gold chains and stuff like that in there. I've got like thousands of dollars.
But you put them in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you hoping that mistakenly that they are bought?
No, I already have gold chains.
Currently, 19 items are in my Amazon cart. They are all Pokemon cards, with the exception of a vase and swim goggles, totaling $288 in my Amazon cart. Why?
Where else are you going to invest your money in these uncertain times? Kids just looking to diversify.
Just delete the whole account before the disaster strikes. But no, that's not it, Tyson.
Let me think of something else then. Is it? Should never let them.
You're not going to get this, Tyson. There's so many things.
Let them dress themselves.
No. You're
good. No, not even close.
Go to a sleepover.
Oh, yeah. Because they get in big trouble. What's going on? Why?
Well, as someone who had a lot of sleepovers, I can verify that you should not let kids go to sleepovers.
Because they get in big troubles.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. They feel like that too risky.
So risky. Mm-hmm. Every federal offense, criminal charge ever was committed in my younger years during sleepovers.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, explain, because I feel like it's kind of like a rite of passage, but you feel like that shut it down.
Growing up, I had a very strict curfew, which I was not allowed to break. And when I mean strict, I mean like at age 13, I was going to bed while younger children were playing outside on the street in the daylight. So for me, a sleepover was a chance to break free, to leave the compound and experience the real world. The problem is you have all this pent up destructive energy because you're a 13-year-old. So now you go out and you have this orgy of destruction, fire, explosions, driving cars underage.
Oh my God.
It was
driving cars.
Isn't some of that good for a person?
Good for the kid. Maybe not so good for the parents who have to pick you up at the police station.
I know, but like, let's say,
Tyson, times have changed. Back then, you could destroy mailboxes with, you know, no real fear of repercussion. Now, the ATF will probably come to your house. I would expect that if I did the things now that I did when I was 13 and 14, the ATF would know me by name.
Do you think that the statute of limitations is up on some of that stuff?
I hope so. That's why I'm being very vague about
it.
Okay. Listen.
All right. I went to a sleepover at 5. My parents did not allow sleepovers.
Okay. Smart.
When we were moving from our neighborhood to a different place, and my best friend, my parents were like, you can have it. They asked if I could sleep over at 5 years old. I went over to his house. We played till very late at night. His parents went to Blockbuster specifically to rent Rambo for us to watch. At his request, and we couldn't get it because it was all out. This is 1984.
What'd you get instead?
I don't remember, but I remember being stoked. Being stoked to watch Rambo, but also
at five,
my parents would find out that I watched Rambo. So we didn't get to watch Rambo. I don't even know if we ended up watching a movie because we were just like running around outside at like midnight.
By the way, I recently saw Rambo.
Yes.
Still holds up.
It was a great movie. I really enjoyed
period
it.
Period piece. Yeah.
That's but I would let my kid probably watch Rambo.
Which kid?
All of them if they wanted to. They probably think it was too slow.
All
of them? Even Rome?
Yeah. There's nothing in it. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I have watched it. There's a lot of guns.
Yeah. So?
Okay. I've
been watching Marvel.
He's a big gun guy.
Yeah. So The sleepovers are, people are saying that it's no good, which thrills me, I gotta be honest. Very happy to hear. One, this would be my worst nightmare to ever hear we were hosting a sleepover.
Yeah, you can't host a sleepover.
So RIP to the whatever parents are saying they're gonna host the sleepover, because maybe not like at the age that like Danny's having the sleepover parties in his youth, but one of these kids is like not gonna make it through the night. You have to make the sheepish call to somebody's house, like, hey, can you pick up the kid, because he's saying that there's a witch in the bathroom. It's like some like crazy story. And so I'm very happy to hear that we will never have to host a sleepover party.
Now, I have to be clear, we did allow our kids to have sleepovers with their cousins. That's because I can say to a cousin, stop. You know what I mean? Like, I can be more direct to a cousin. Stop. But we don't allow sleepovers with friends. Mm-hmm. Like, go to bed. Be quiet. Turn that off. You can just be rude to a niece or nephew.
A relative. A blood relative.
A relative.
Yes.
But we don't allow. And now it's like, I said after the age of like 10, you can't have sleepovers anymore.
No more.
And you definitely can have them with friends. Because it's an excuse to wreak havoc on the local population.
Oh my God. I do feel like that these Danny sleepovers are a little bit like out of the norm, that the neighbors are so affected.
Well, the thing is that Danny, you have to understand, Danny grew up differently than us. Mm-hmm. So his parents were like, okay, let's drive the Ferrari down our driveway. Leave him at the opening gate of our property where the neighbors
did not have a Ferrari, Tyson.
And Danny will get to experience life as a regular person for a second. And Danny's like, is this what regular people do?
That's not what it was like at all. It was just because my friend's parents didn't care what their kids did. Starting at age 12.
Who are these? What friend? What's the name of this kid?
Adam Park, Chris Mason, Dave Fulmer.
You didn't need to give last names. Yeah.
Yeah. We needed last names. Chris is such a common name. You need the last name there.
So none of their parents really cared like mine. They didn't have.
Are all those kids in prison?
None of them are, actually. They're all now parents themselves. Yeah. So it worked out great. But what I'm starting to say is it couldn't work out now, because nowadays I feel like, especially in this area, if you do something, let's just say set something on fire, right? I'm not going to say what it is, but let's just say setting things on fire. The odds that you'll go to jail and have a date in court are high. Very high. Yeah. Back then it was like just kids creating mischief. It was the 90s. Now it's like, this is a possible domestic terrorist act. It really is.
Yeah.
Everyone's sense of, what counts as a terrible act has gone down. Mm-hmm.
Threshold
shouldn't be done. I just don't want my kids doing that.
The people's tolerance for mischief is
low.
Low.
Yes. And mine is low. I don't want kids. I'm glad that I hear people don't want kids having sleepover, because I don't want my vinyl fence run through. I don't want people putting pots. I mean,
mostly what they're talking about in these stories are like kids, like they stay up all night and eat too much candy.
And look at porn.
Yeah. I don't know if that was talked about.
Danny's projecting.
No, she specifically says right here, you don't know what your kids are doing. You don't know what they're looking at. And looking at porn, bringing porn. On my 12th birthday,
mm-hmm. Okay,
a kid to my birthday party, sleepover, brought a whole stack of magazines.
Oh my God.
Naughty magazines. Now, we made him burn them. Right.
Okay. Keeping with the theme of the slumber parties. Yes.
We're like, dude, you can't bring those. Bunch of 12-year-old boys. We had him burn them.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised the contraband was burned that quickly.
It was.
Did anybody try to sneak stuff?
He was at my. So we went up to a cabin that my family had. So my mom dropped us all off.
Was it at Sundance?
So I was super like, what are you doing? Like, my mom is around here. Let's quickly throw these in the fire. And we convinced him. That didn't stop him from getting a girl pregnant at 16, but at least it stopped him from looking you at feel those like
that should have been a cautionary tale of at 12, we burned all his pornography. Maybe, Danny, maybe if you didn't burn all his pornography, maybe
that
he could have maybe got it all out of his system.
Maybe, but he. I bet
tell
you
us
those
this kid's name. What
those
was
magazines were not his only stack of magazines.
You think he still has the mags?
No, no, I don't. I actually don't know. He went on. He works at a bank now.
Oh, bigger, better things. So,
but yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I could go on and on. We could spend this entire podcast listing the reasons why, through personal experience, kids should not have sleepovers. Yeah.
So did what about Rob? Rob, did you ever go to a sleepover?
You know,
as a child?
I didn't have many friends, even at a young age. I do recall going to one sleepover party. I don't feel like anybody went to sleep. I do feel like that, keeping with the Stallone theme, I do feel like that Rocky IV was on during the sleepover party. And I don't know if that's
a bad one.
Yeah, every boys' sleepover party in the 80s had some Sylvester Stallone film showing.
Yeah. I do recall there were a lot of shenanigans. I do feel like that somebody's hand did try to go in, like somebody was sleeping. I think that that happened. I do recall that there was like somebody had access to a CB radio, which again, prior to if you had like the internet at your house, if some kid had like a CB radio,
picking fights with truckers.
Yeah. Like saying like bad words and like the truck, like five, and then the trucker be like, I'm gonna kill you kids.
I'm gonna find you. I'm finding you. I'm right outside your house right now. I know where
it's the pre-internet.
Right.
The CB radio was so much fun, dude, to get on there and just, oh man.
See, this woman, she's afraid that her kids will be exposed to online porno and violence.
Right.
And it sounds to me like we were all exposed to 80s violence. I remember
by way of Stallone or the truckers. Yeah.
So for me, it was Steven Seagal and a topless woman who jumped out of a cake. And it was like, whoa, dude, this is awesome. We should have more sleepovers because I'm not allowed to watch this at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would. That was a lot of fun. I did actually go to one other sleepover I remember in my life because my parents were anti.
You guys didn't have very many sleepovers, it sounds like.
We weren't allowed. That wasn't allowed in my family, but my parents made exceptions.
So smart.
In a while. Mm-hmm. I went to my best friend's probably like in fourth or fifth grade, lived like four houses down from me. There were like 20 kids there, dude. And I think we played Contra pretty much all night.
What movie did you watch? Was it an Arnold? Was it a Sylvester? Was it a
I mean, I don't remember at this point, but it's definitely one of those for sure. But I think at like 2 or 3 in the morning, I could not sleep because all the kids were just, there were like 20 kids sleeping on the floor. Mm-hmm. So I just got up and walked home. And
you know what else we were allowed to do?
What?
On top of sleepovers. And remember, my parents had 11 kids, so I could see why they would want their kids to go away.
Yeah, a lot of times Danny's parents didn't even know that
Danny had kids.
Existed. Yeah.
And we were allowed,
like, how many do we have?
We were allowed to go on local campouts. So I lived on the edge of the mountains, and my parents would just let me and my friends, starting at age like 12 or 13, walk out into the woods and have campouts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once again, huge reckless fires, throwing in cans of good, you know, food to explode, throwing in propane tanks to blow them up.
If you throw canned food into a fire, it will explode.
Oh yeah. And hot beans sometimes will go all over, including shrapnel. Your friend's face. Shrapnel.
Yeah.
People. And the worst part is that sometimes they don't explode for very long. You know, you sit there and you wait. So then you all slowly begin
forget
to
about it.
Get closer to the fire.
Yeah.
And then we had one friend, the beans exploded.
Oh.
He got a big chunk of charcoal stuck to his face. And I mean, this is why.
Was there permanent damage?
I don't know. I haven't looked at his face in many years, Adam, I know you guys don't want last names, but Adam.
No, I want last names.
He took Adam right in the face. Some kids took hot
Adam's charcoal face
all over the face.
They call him Adam Charcoal Face.
So Yes, I totally support this. My kids will not be having sleepovers.
All right, listen to Danny Bryson and keep your kids home from the sleepovers. All right, so Danny backs the child psychologist on TikTok saying no sleepovers.
But should 100%. We all get CB radios?
Yes,
bring that back, I think. Yeah, that would be good. Get off the, I mean, that was like the original Clubhouse.
It was good, dude. Mm-hmm.
It was the original chat room.
You just troll the stations till you heard two truckers talking to each other. And then you just start messing with them.
Breaker. Yeah.
And the trucker would be like, it's 24 degrees out here. And then they'd disappear and you'd just go to channel 24 and they'd be there and you'd be like, found you. And they'd be like, well, I'm 72 years old. And you'd go to the 72, channel 70. They'd disappear.
Oh, wow.
They had a code for switching channels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like the CB stuff. I got really nervous.
Really? They weren't going to find us. They didn't have like GPS on those
things.
Same
with early AOL chat rooms. My friends would say horrible things. I'm like, I don't like this. I don't know how this is going to end, but probably with us. Turn into lamps.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, that sounds like a... But Danny, you turned out okay.
Oh, what I mean is like these people would get very upset and eventually you're going to stumble into some guy who's really going to locate you.
Yeah, just like how Danny always gets located now. I know that voice.
I know that voice. And we're going to all be at a sleepover. So he's going to be like, sweet, they're all in one place.
I expected you to be a much more plump individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, stay away. Don't let your voice. Kids.
Yeah, you might be careful on the trails, Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
Yeah, some trucker. I'm going to be at a truck stop.
Some guy's going to be like, I remember you.
I remember that voice. He's got like a patch. He's like 90 years old. He's like, were you on AOL chat room and the CB when you were young? Mm-hmm. No, that was not me. That was Tyson Apostle.
Yeah. You had that friend whose handle was Charcoal Face. Let's talk about another story going on this week. I'm curious to know. All right. So this is being reported. Of course, inflation, it's out there. People are all talking about this. You know, your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. And allegedly, the richest Americans are now dining at two places we've talked about quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Applebee's and IHOP.
I don't believe it.
There's a boom. Yes.
Look, Adam Sandler was already eating at IHOPs before. Well,
no, and Danny, didn't your family already do Thanksgiving at an IHOP?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So that family. Was the Liz's first clue. Family. Yeah, that was the first clue.
I don't believe it. People have a hard time stepping down. They're still eating caviar.
In
the finest dining rooms.
Mm-hmm. And
they're
Applebee's.
Not going to be seen. The people that matter aren't going to be seen in an IHOP.
Yeah. Well, Tyson, do you think that all the saucy gloss that we talked about last week, is that going to be a status symbol for the wealthy elite?
I mean, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something weird.
Mm-hmm.
What right? rich person have they seen at, other than Adam Sandler, at one of these restaurants?
Yeah.
Probably Pete Davidson.
Doesn't count. Mm-hmm. We're talking hedge fund managers. We're talking the obscenely rich. They're not going to Applebee's. Tyson wouldn't even go to Applebee's, and he was a poor college student.
Yeah, but it's not because the food made me look wealthy or poor. It's because I didn't like that food.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm also saying, that all of a sudden people's tastes aren't going to change just because they don't have as many billions. They'd be like, actually, Applebee's tastes a lot better now that I've had to downsize.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not how that works.
Listen, this is exactly how it works, Danny. It's like when your parents drove the Ferrari a mile down your driveway, dropped you off at the gate.
Never owned a Ferrari.
This is these billionaires going to Applebee's being like, this is how the bulk of the population lives. And then they eat it and they're like, five trio? I don't even know like any of the terms of Applebee's. Last time I went.
Two
for 20. There we go. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
might be one for 20 now.
Yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this article says that they consider wealthy customers to be people who make more than $75,000 a year.
Yeah.
So yes, that is wealthy.
And what do you think of that?
Depending on how you base this.
And if you're in live in Iowa,
Well, yeah, or you know, you're some international place. But then, like I said, it's a misleading story, and I saw it everywhere.
Yes.
And it really irritated me because, again, it's not like you're just going to see billionaires.
Well, here's the thing that you would think, oh, so business must be booming at IHOP and at Applebee's. Mm-hmm. No, because now that the people that make less than $50,000 a year are going to cheaper places than Applebee's and IHOP. So
hold up.
Yeah.
So the difference between
an Applebee's lifestyle and a Del Taco lifestyle is $25,000
a year. It's $75,000 enough is the wealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Yeah.
You can feed a family of 10 at Del Taco for like $15.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true anymore.
Well, it was recently true because we were feeding our family and not 10. I get it. But it was still a lot of food. It was
Are you a $50,000 family?
I'm not going to divulge
that financial information. I bet your friend that works at the bank that got the girl pregnant at 16 that brought pornography to your party when you were 12.
I don't use his bank. And now that I think about it, I don't even know if his bank is still open. It was like a local bank.
What bank was it?
They went under?
I know where it was. I don't know what the name is. Again, you're fishing for details. When I gave last names, I got criticized. Now you're looking for last name, bank, address. First pet names.
Listen, I'm just saying, bro. We got
also. My dad drove a 14 passenger van, not a Ferrari. He drove a bright red 14 passenger van.
Wow,
I know.
But was it custom?
It was not custom. We still have it. It's growing weeds around it. One of his many properties. He refuses to sell it.
Oh, landscaped. It's landscaping.
It's like, a land car. A landscape car.
It's like when people throw cars at the bottom of the ocean and they're like, that's part of the reef now. It's art.
Beautiful, as long as you take the oil out. But going back to this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I did eat at IHOP when I was probably making less than 50,000.
Okay.
So maybe there is a status situation when it comes to where you eat. Because now I won't go to IHOP.
Yeah,
ever.
I go to like fancy, well, not fancy, but I'd probably be more likely to go to a breakfast place that isn't a chain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what people maybe over 75,000 do now, or, you know, it just might be how you break it down. But IHOP's not bad. Like I said, I had it for Thanksgiving. I've got nothing. It's IHOP. Applebee's I can't speak to. Tyson can.
So. I can what?
If it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter how much you make.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Go to either place. It's fine with me.
Exactly. And you're like super rich.
No. Yeah.
Come on. You're living that Carolina lifestyle.
You're the guy with the Ferrari.
Yeah. But I have to say, where I live, Applebee's is the nice restaurant. Okay.
Yeah. See?
Mm-hmm. Not a ton of options. Okay. All right. Let's talk about a brand new cereal. We talk a lot about cereal on this podcast.
Cereal.
Brand new cereal. It's called Snoop Loops.
Snoop Loops.
Yep. And it is a brand new cereal from Snoop Dogg's Broadus Foods that he has founded with fellow rapper Percy Master P. Miller.
Master P is back, dude.
P is back.
Okay. And what is what flavor is it?
So it looks like it's like Fruit Loops, but instead of Fruit Loops, it has marshmallows.
Looks kind of good.
Yeah.
So it's like a mix between Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I could get on board with this.
Okay.
Can you buy the marshmallows by themselves to add more marshmallows to the
interesting.
Already? Yeah.
I don't think so. They don't sell the marshmallows separately.
They should.
Yes. Snoop Dogg himself is not featured on the box. There's like a cartoon dog.
Is it Lil Bow Wow?
It's not. It's just like a blue dog.
Okay. Like Blue's Clues dog. I think what you should
do. It's the same color as the Blue's Clues dog.
It sounds like
the titular Blue's Clues dog.
With their branding. Danny, what income bracket would you think would probably eat this cereal for breakfast?
Applebee's.
Okay.
Applebee's bracket.
The very rich.
Might be expensive.
The very, very wealthy. Middle.
Yeah. No, the really wealthy sounds like our IHOP. So this is an IHOP. But again,
cereal isn't cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Cereal is expensive. I just bought some recently.
Yeah. This isn't like store brand cereal.
What are you? It's like
$1 billion.
What milk are you putting on this, Danny? Whole milk?
Oh, whole milk.
Danny is a whole milk.
You want it to taste like ice cream. Melted ice cream. I only use whole milk. Never
is that true?
Milk. Yeah.
For your showers and everything?
Oh, yeah. No, my baths.
Yeah.
Baths. And my cereal.
Not buttermilk?
No, no.
Okay.
I bet you that. I don't know, even know what that would taste like. But yeah, whole milk, this cereal, I would try it.
Where
I've
we
been
get
getting
this?
Back into cereal very slowly.
I think you can get it in supermarkets.
Can you? I'll look for it, but what supermarket does this sell?
Snoop Loops, at Snoop Dogg, we're taking over the grocery stores. That's what the caption says. Snoop Loops, and they're, it's part of a charity that they are starting, that there is, it's part of the Mama Snoop legacy. I think they also have a brand of syrup also. So they have a few different food products they're working on.
This reminds me, every time you say this, I had a economics teacher.
Yeah.
She's from, I don't know, Argentina.
Okay.
Anyway, every time she said, for some reason, she would use Fruit Loops as an example. And she would say, Fruity Loops.
That sounds more Russian. Yeah.
I know, but it was very close to how she would say it. She would say it like that. And every time you guys keep saying Snoopy Loops or Snoop Loops, I just keep hearing her voice in my head. So it's like the only thing that
why did it come up so much.
Class. She would always use it, and I don't know, probably teaching about inflation or something. But
she wasn't using it to describe someone.
No, she was using it like to compare prices. And obviously, I didn't listen enough. But the way she said Fruit Loops has stuck with me. And every time Rob says Snoop Loops, I hear it.
Yeah.
In my head. What it's an impression name. She made.
Do you think she's using Snoop Loops now instead of Fruit
I
Loops?
I hope so. I like Snoop Loops. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still curious, like if I go down the street to the grocery store, what are the odds that they're going to have Snoop Loops on the shelf?
I think very
probably
low.
Unlikely right now. So, but
until
it's,
they become the most popular cereal in the country,
they say it's the Master P says, Broadus Foods introduced the best tasting cereal in the game, Snoop Loops. They're taking over grocery stores.
Isn't and that do we
name?
Mm-hmm. Do we believe in Master P's opinion? Is that something that we value?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been in any other cereal. Does he know cereal?
That's what we need. We need Master P to rank his top 10 cereals of all time. And then after that, put Snoop Loops where it belongs in that group.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was his name. The name of his food line is his last name.
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
What's his last name?
His last name is the name of his fruit brand, Brodus or Brodus. How do you say that? His real name is Calvin Cordozar. I don't know how to pronounce that. Brodus?
Mm-hmm.
Brodus?
Sure.
Junior.
I know him as Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much easier to say.
We share a birthday. Yeah.
Whoa, guys have the same birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
You should celebrate this year by eating some Snoop Loops.
I don't think he's 60, but that he is, let me see, Snoop Dogg age. I mean, this is not a person, this is a kid's cereal.
Yeah.
You can't eat this for
cereals for all ages.
Yes. Yeah. Snoop Dogg's only 50, Tyson.
Oh, okay.
Happy
50th. You don't age out of cereal, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat cereal at any age.
You can, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you had a bowl of cereal, Danny?
You can eat any cereal you want at any age.
Sure, you can, but I think that your cereal consumption in general goes down as you get older.
Yeah, because your metabolism can't handle the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
But you made it sound like you should be ashamed if you eat cereal at an older age.
How many bowls of cereal do you eat a week, Danny?
Just this week, 3.
Okay.
4.
Mm-hmm. Just this week, starting Sunday or the last 7
Monday.
Days? Starting yesterday, you've had 3 or 4 bowls of cereal. Yes.
I have one every day.
Yeah. You have a bowl of cereal every day?
Yeah.
I got a really good cereal.
Yeah. What do you got?
Pounded it.
Yeah.
I got Waffle Crisp.
Waffle Crisp.
Uh-huh. And that's what you're eating for breakfast in the mornings?
Also very good. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
If I've got some good cereal, I will eat at least one bowl every day.
So what did you eat this morning? What bowl of cereal did you eat this morning?
Waffle Crisp.
And what did you have, Rob, this morning?
Let me try to remember which one I had. Yeah, I think it might have been the Honey Bunches of Oats. I have a bunch of cereals. I mix it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're cereal guys.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Don't shame us.
Mm-hmm. No, I liked cereal too. I can't even remember the last time I had a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. I'm probably not having any Snoop Loops or Fruit Loops. Like, I don't have any, like,
that's what you say, colored cereal. If Master P's right, then you're going to rush that store and there'll
tricks
be a shortage
or any of these
Fruit
Loops.
Honey Bunches of Oats is a gateway to Snoop Loops.
Mm-hmm. Especially nothing with marshmallows. Like, I have, like, grown-up cereals.
Like,
oh, please.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
I only eat mature cereals.
Yeah.
For the discerning taste.
That's right, Danny. Like a grown-up.
I will eat a cereal with marshmallow and I won't be ashamed of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that the 2 out of 3 red-blooded Americans eat cereal almost every day.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. Adult men.
Well, yeah, you don't even eat a real breakfast,
42
right?
42 to 44.
Yeah. What do you eat for breakfast?
Don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
If I go out, then I have maybe eggs and bacon usually something like that.
Do you have a smoke and some black coffee every morning?
I wish. Mm-hmm. No, I do have a coffee, not every morning, but a lot of mornings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. On an empty stomach?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Am I going to get ulcers?
I don't know. It depends how much coffee you drink. I mean, you handle stress well, so maybe not.
Yeah, I think I do. We'll find out, I guess, in a couple of years when I get a bunch of ulcers.
All right. So we talked about the average red-blooded American. In addition to having cereal, how many lies do you think the average person tells a day, Tyson?
Oh, dude. I would say at least 100,000.
100,000.
I think you're
to themselves
just
or just other
lie.
People.
Yeah, they're all constantly living lies. Mm-hmm. I would say probably 10.
10. Okay. Yeah. No, that's on the high side because according to this poll of 2,000 adults, the average person tells 4 lies a day.
So that makes 5 lies.
Yeah, 5
because
lies.
Because they lied about the 4 lies.
Yeah, which then also makes that not true. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. This is an impossible study to ever quantify and get an exact number.
Yeah.
This is real. Also, it depends on this, how serious are
severity of the lie. Is it a half truth? Is it withholding information? Or is it a full out lie? Like Danny has already told us twice this morning that has found he didn't have a Ferrari growing up.
Because Tyson was lying. So Tyson was lying.
Is it multiple lies when you lie about the same thing?
What?
Yes, it counts.
What
every
counts?
Time you repeat a lie, that's
yeah.
That's
is that just
lie
one lie that got repeated, or is that multiple
so it's a
lies?
Snowball, the snowball effect.
That's 2 lies, and lies lead to more lies, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been told
for sure. For sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Only 1/4 of the people polled think that they have an excellent poker face themselves.
Terrible poker face. That's why I don't lie.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
We've determined that is a lie.
No, I don't lie. I can't lie
that's
because I
two.
Can't
that's
conceal
three.
The lie.
4. That's 4 lies.
Yeah. Now,
go ahead. Ask Liz. Next okay. time you see her.
Danny, these people that were polled, even though they only lie 4 times a day, how many times did they feel like somebody lies to them a day?
Oh, good question. I would say I feel as if even with including my kids, I get lied to less than 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't interact in a workplace, which is probably where a lot of lies take place.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the average person feels like that they are getting lied to 6 times a day. So the math is off somewhere.
Well,
I'm only lying 4 times, but I'm getting lied to 6 times.
Once.
Yeah.
Six times could come from 50 people. If you go into an office and you deal with a family and you have friends, I mean, that's not that many.
But still the average, if you're lying, if everyone's lying on average five times a day, then on average, everybody should be also getting lied to five times a day.
The problem is the news is filled with liars. So it gives this impression that everyone is a pants on fire liar, right? All the time. But this is telling us that people actually believe that they're being honest more than I would imagine. Four times a day, being lied to six times a day. That's not a bad world to live in.
Docs in the chat, he made a good point. Like maybe you're around the water cooler and so you tell a lie.
You're hearing a lot of lies.
18 people absorb it. So you've only told one lie.
Oh, interesting. 18
people have been lied to one time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout that lie grenade in that cluster.
Yeah. Everyone with this. You got everybody.
That's true.
Also, I'm looking on the same website that we go to, studyfinds.org, and I see an article. Your favorite cereal or pasta dish could help ward off a range of cancers by 60%. And they say that...
No way.
Yeah. A daily bowl of breakfast cereal may be what stands between you and cancer.
Snoop Loops, here I come. Here I come, Snoop Loops. Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time. That's a lie. So there we just heard a lie right there.
One lie detected.
Yeah, this website lies a lot.
So many lies are being told today.
Yes. You may know resistant starches, fermentable fiber, in oats, cereal, cooled or cooked pasta, rice, peas, beans, or green bananas. And then they're saying that it could help ward off types of cancer.
I'm expecting that credit card worth of plastic I eat every week to act like a barrier, like a cancer barrier. That's
you
what
don't
I'm
think
hoping.
That's
and
a
plus
fertilizer.
The Mountain Dew preservatives, also a barrier, defensive wall against it.
Okay. Hopefully you're right, Danny.
Or else I'm being lied to.
Or you're lying to us.
Well, I haven't said anything. But definitively, I'm saying I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here's a story about a person who had an issue with some cold fries at McDonald's, of course. Well, what's the recourse, Tyson, if you ever get served cold French fries at McDonald's?
Disappointment.
No, you call the police.
Oh, yeah. You definitely call the police.
Yeah. He got into an argument with the McDonald's employees, maybe being a little bit of a Karen. And so called the police. But what the police found out was that this man had an outstanding warrant for a murder.
Yeah.
Oh, so he called the police to complain and brought the spotlight of the police onto himself, which then highlighted his previous crime.
We've had that happen to us before.
Yes.
We were loitering outside of 7-Eleven.
Yes.
A man was very bothered that we were hanging out outside 7-Eleven, called the police on us. Oh, he said he was a police officer, an undercover cop.
Oh, good.
And for us to leave.
Officer. Great.
And then we said no. And he said he was going to call the cops. And my friend said, I'll actually call them for you. And we called and the guy was like, these guys are loitering and it says no loitering, blah, 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 blah. And the cops were like, well,
did you come here for a minute, sir?
Did you tell him you were a cop? He's like, yeah, just to get him away. And he's like, you also have a warrant. So they arrested him on the spot in front of us. And
that was like,
was served.
Must have been the ultimate got you moment.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Not only did he get arrested and charged with impersonating an officer, he also had an outstanding warrant.
Yeah, must have felt so good.
He felt so good.
No, you felt good.
Well, like, I did feel good. I was like, well, there we go.
Another one off the streets.
Yeah. Exactly.
So ultimately, when the authorities arrived, they learned that this man had an outstanding warrant and they took him off to jail.
Can you imagine, though, as a police officer, getting a call and having to respond to cold fries?
Yeah. So what happened was that there was an issue with the printer, maybe a low toner situation. So he was there with his fiance. They didn't know when their order was ready. And so then I guess the order had been out. They didn't know what number they were. And they became irate.
There's no need for that.
Yeah. He said these fries are lukewarm, but they are not hot.
Do you think that at police stations now, they're like, any ridiculous calls you have to respond to because the person calling probably has a warrant out for their arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be a policy. Or any ridiculous call goes to the rookie, right?
Go check it out.
Sure.
Like a good, if you were making a police movie, you'd be like, the rookie gets this call. Then all of a sudden he gets the, going out to one of these ridiculous calls, he gets the sweet bust.
Mm-hmm. But also this is also where the cops take the opportunity to check everybody. Because you can't, they can't just come up to you with no reason and be like, let's see your license and let's run all these things past and make sure you're clean. But if they're like, oh, somebody called, we can run all 35 people's info
involved
at the McDonald's. Everybody get
sweep
in.
It. Right.
It's like a treasure hunt.
It. Yeah. Right? It's a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
I'll go. Calls. How many people are involved? 10? Yeah. Oh, heck yes.
Check all the warrants. Everybody's names. Yeah.
Like playing the slot machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You get somebody. Okay. So yeah, be careful. If you have a, look, you got to think about it. If there's a warrant for your arrest.
But sometimes you don't even know there's a warrant for your arrest.
If there's a warrant for your arrest, you've just limited the amount of complaints you can make.
Mm-hmm. You can make zero. Mm-hmm. Now you can make zero complaints.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. All right. Danny, do you want to take us to your bolt hole today?
I have a great companion story.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Here we go. Let's
forego the music. We probably don't have time for the music if this companion story is that good.
No, we have time for it.
Are you sure?
We need it. It's the lubricant that allows us to enjoy the bolt hole. I mean, insane. It's like it creates the oil.
But it's not going to create a gap.
How would I know what to say? How would I know what to say if I don't hear the music?
I'm just saying, if we create too big of a gap between this and a companion story, we'll all be forgotten.
Nah, we can tie it in.
Okay.
This will work out.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
All right. Take it away, Danny.
If you were looking or needed more evidence to support your anti-sleepover views, okay. I have some.
All right. What do you got?
This is a study that says the human mind is not meant to be awake after midnight. Now, most sleepovers definitely go past midnight. And as I've said, many of the crimes
I subscribe to this. Yeah. Did they get him?
I think
big sleepover just got sleep. Danny.
Yeah.
Hold on, Danny.
He's back. Back. Dude, so, Danny, you were censored, bro, from telling us why we shouldn't stay up past midnight.
Really? Why? How so?
You froze.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big sleepover's coming for you. Danny Bryson, 8:32.
That would be candy conglomerates.
Yeah.
Streaming services, all of them have a reason to keep sleepovers going.
Mm-hmm.
The courthouses, police officers.
Yeah.
They all need sleepovers.
The cold fries at the sleepovers.
Yeah.
We'll be there. Oh, we found kids under 18 watching R-rated movies.
Yeah. Run the warrant on all these kids at the sleepover.
Yeah, who knows what you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
So the story says plenty of evidence suggests the human mind functions differently if it is awake at nighttime.
Yep.
Past midnight, negative emotions tend to draw our attention more than positive ones, and dangerous ideas grow in appeal and inhibitions fall away.
Can you imagine if Danny hadn't burned that pornography immediately and waited
before midnight?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh my God.
It was the first thing we did when he pulled it out.
Whoa.
Again, it was surprising how many magazines he had brought. I didn't know what he thought. Maybe
how
he
many?
Was being
like
polite.
10?
I want to say there were probably 6 or 7 kids there. He was polite enough to bring everyone their own.
Everybody got their own.
Cool.
Got their own.
And was everybody at this point like, let's burn it? Or were you like, let's burn it? And everybody's like, it's his party.
Yeah, I was the catalyst for, oh my gosh, you brought this. My mom could be nearby at any moment. Yeah. This is insane. We can't, you can't even hide these. What if they fall out in a moment of like, oh, let me get my swim trunks. And he pulls them out and the magazines slide out in like a magazine display style. And it's like, whoa, where'd you get that? So anyway, this supports, this research supports what we've already discussed about sleepovers, because sleepovers don't end. Like even your sleepovers, your guys' limited sleepover experience, the sleepover went on and on.
I don't know why you got to rub it in our faces that you got all these sleepovers.
I'm surprised you guys had grow
up
so
in the,
few.
We didn't grow up in the same circumstances.
That's true. So after midnight, and due to circadian rhythms and just the way the mind works, you become a reckless maniac.
a depressed reckless maniac.
A depraved individual looking to only fulfill your darkest pleasures the minute midnight strikes.
Just feel your life full of regrets.
Yeah, which, like the Gremlins.
Yeah, exactly. Like Gremlins. And coming from, you know, growing up in a very religious household, one of the things, and Tyson probably heard this too, is they said they would always talk about, that's right, Tyson, the spirit goes to bed at midnight.
I've tested that theory a lot, and I
felt the
spirit before or after.
Well, here's the research to prove it. I don't know if they're measuring like how much you weigh before and after midnight to see if like your spirit has departed. And now you've just been left to your most basic instincts.
Yeah.
But now you've got hard evidence.
Your carnal desires.
So they say more research is needed, which is always the case. You never have enough research, but at least
if we could get a grant from the government for $85 billion, then we could probably figure this out once.
And if we followed 13-year-olds on sleepovers, we would.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. So, Danny, you can follow the 13-year-olds on sleepovers if that's the
thing. The researchers can do that. The researchers can follow around in white coats as the kids go around and smash mailbox and blow things up.
Stealing bowling balls from the bowling ball alley and then rolling them out of your car.
Yeah, that is something we did. Luckily, a lot of those bowling balls broke up as they rolled down the hill. So just no sleepovers, go to bed early.
Yeah. Let's implore our listeners to not have sleepovers. Come on, guys.
Yeah. So Danny, are you turning into bed earlier now after this research?
I have tried for years to go to bed earlier because I like the idea of waking up early. Liz is my biggest holdup.
Blame it on the wife.
You know what? Why we just the time we have without the kids.
It's like, hey, it's after midnight. Let's raise some hell.
Like, Liz, no, we can't. She's like, no,
Liz, it's only because we're out past midnight.
She's like, I've got a bat. Let's just drive by a couple. Like, no, we have to go home right now. So no, we don't spend any time after midnight. I would like to be in bed long before midnight.
Like at what time?
I would like to be in bed around 11. Sleep by 11.
Yeah.
That's, I usually get there, but I have to get my kid to school by 7:15.
That's how we are. We have to wake up here for school now at 6:30. So it's important to get to bed as early as possible.
Yeah.
I don't even get to experience the midnight depravity.
Except for when you're out on adventures camping with the bros. Who knows?
Basically, yeah, Danny, your whole life is a sleepover at this point.
That is true. I was sleeping in that parking lot for the Grand Teton. Just
you and
there were so many people awake past 12.
And what were you doing?
I was just laying there awake listening to people have really loud conversations at 1 in the morning.
Okay.
Danny, eavesdropping probably is also
is depraved.
If one of the guys ended up bringing a bag full of adult magazines on one of these trips, would you have the same reaction?
I probably would. I would.
What are you doing?
I'd be like, dude, the phone. If you really need to look at that stuff.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think about on all of my experiences with people getting dirty magazines, I was always the same. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Jenny McCarthy was on the cover of one of those magazines, all of my friends went to Borders, the bookstore.
Yes.
And bought it. And they, back then you had to, you know, it was covered. It was behind the person. Mm-hmm. And they all piled into a car. I sat up front.
They all got their own copy.
No, we just got one.
Okay.
And then they all sat in the back while I drove and
contemplated how you could destroy it.
I was like, come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Yeah.
So, yeah. And that wasn't even after midnight. That was mm-hmm. middle of the day.
Broad daylight.
Yeah. So who knows what those guys would do after 12.
Wow. What an interesting backstory this all was today.
I know I could go on and on, but luckily we don't have time for me to continue to incriminate myself.
All right. Yeah.
And also all the people you listed first and last.
I know. I, you know what? I just thought you would believe me if I didn't say that. Their
it's
names
true.
Were all pretty.
Like Chris is such a, like, is it Chris?
All generic names. Yeah.
Chris, Dave, and Adam. Does that even sound real?
No, that sounds exactly like three generic names that you came up with just to cover your friends.
Steve, John, and Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Those names aren't for real people.
Yeah. Danny only hangs out with people that have, that are on the top 20 most popular names of all time.
Partially. Yeah, probably at least early on.
Cause then that way, when you're like, who were you with? Names, you're like Dave. And mm-hmm. they're like, there's 800 Daves within a square mile of here.
You're like, yeah, actually a smart move.
Yeah. It's really smart.
Yeah. Give your kid a generic name. Keep him out of trouble. Okay. All right.
We used to always we'd all have a kid's name, full name, address, and phone number memorized. And anytime we got stopped and they're like, what's your name? We'd be like, Brandon Hicks, 801-364-4429 at 7432 Crystal
the
Street.
The involuntary fall guy.
Yeah. Well, he never knew why he kept getting calls for getting in trouble.
That's just
poor Brandon Hicks.
He's okay now. He's probably a banker or something.
It doesn't go so great for the bankers out there, Tyson. Okay. All right, Danny, what's coming up for you?
Gosh, it's going to take me a while to recover from this podcast.
Oh my God.
I have a couple people to call and apologize
phone
to
ahead
you we're done
before
here.
It goes up.
And you also have to give in to some of your carnal desires.
Then I'm going to wait until midnight just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eat some carbs.
Never answer the phone after midnight.
Oh, heck no. Never answer the door or the phone after 10.
Yeah.
Never answer the phone or the door.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All good
Even
advice.
A better policy.
Yeah.
But I'm working on some stuff. I didn't get a video out last week because I actually do have to work now. And so I'm finding my time for editing.
That Applebee's isn't going to buy itself.
It's not, especially for a family of five. I mean, that's expensive. So, I'll get it out this week out on Mediocre. Hopefully I'll meet some people out on the trail who compliment my girthy thighs and calves. And yeah. What about you guys?
I mean, I'm on TV tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
That's it? What about pickleball? There's no pickleball news?
Yeah, I'm playing pickleball. I'm hosting a pickleball tournament in October. So if you want to, and also I'm going to be participating in a beginner pickleball camp in Mesa, Arizona.
Ooh,
that you can sign up for. And I will also be there to hang out and play some pickleball if you're just learning the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a perfect opportunity for people just learning.
Yeah.
You're helping bring up the next generation of pickleballers.
You know it. Yeah. The 60-year-olds are getting into it now.
Cool.
All right.
The younger generation. Yeah.
And then of course, everything we have going on over at Robin's podcast, over the weekend, I did a new podcast, Transform X. I watched all of the Transformers movies on 4X speed. Yes.
Wow. You got to.
You are
good to watch them that fast.
Yes.
Really nice.
Knocked them all out.
You are an endurance athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you, Rob.
Yes. Thank you. Now I know everything about the Transformers franchise and everything that the whole canon of the Transformers world.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky you. You get to carry that knowledge with you forever now.
Yeah. And turns out with this Transformers franchise, there was a lot more than meets the eye.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Burp, 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 burp.
Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you for checking us out here today on News AF. We'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.